You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. I'm Jenny Kwan.
I'm Richard Klein.
And you're listening to Season 2 of Around the Sun,
an episodic audio drama created by Brad Ferentz.
This is Episode 4.
Off the Reservation.
MJ moves about his hotel suite with urgency, perhaps throwing fake punches into the air, perhaps fixing his comb over, when there is a knock on the door.
Come on in.
Hey, Mr. D.
There she is.
Oh, sorry I'm so late. I stopped at the testing and training range on my way out here.
And what were you doing there?
I haven't been since Luke and I graduated. Where is he?
Sabrina, you forget that I was young not too long ago, and I know the only reason a girl goes parking out near the testing and training range is to make out or get high. And since Luke is still at work, I think you might have had a little date with Mary Jane.
Luke is at work? But his text said to meet here, at the hotel.
Yeah, he must have got held up on account of its festival weekend. Anyway, we're here.
Aw, thanks for doing this, Mr. D.
Of course. You and Luca go way back.
I haven't seen him since graduation.
Besides, it's festival weekend, and I wouldn't miss it.
Festival weekend.
And the two of us just waiting to celebrate.
Lucas said that you and Mrs. D used to come to this festival every year when you were young.
You should have known me then.
I bet.
I could party hard at these things. All the girls wanted to come to my tent. Back then, I couldn't afford a hotel suite. But the ladies found me anyway. That's how I met her, you know, Luca's mother.
I know.
Yeah. Out of all the girls, she was the only one for me. The girl in the beaded peasant dress with the dream catcher earrings.
Did Lucas say what time his shift ends?
Hey, what can I get you to drink, Sabrina? Is that what they still call you, by the way? Sabrina?
What else would they call me?
Oh, I don't know. It's such a sophisticated name, such a groovy chick. Maybe you call yourself Shirley or Shelley when you're out parking near the testing and training range.
Luca calls me Sab sometimes, but he's the only one.
Well, Sab, how about a drink? I need something stronger for that drive out here. Straight on the interstate until your car depreciates about a grand. Some things you never forget. Oh man, it's good to be back. So, what do the kids drink these days?
Well, if you're tired, you could have a Raging Bull. That's vodka mixed with an energy drink. I used to drink them when I'd have finals or papers and stuff. Like, when I want to chill out, but I also want to get stuff done. You know?
Two Raging Bulls coming right up.
Yeah, Luca's text definitely says to meet here at the hotel.
You know, Luca, he doesn't know his ass from his elbow sometimes.
I hope he's okay.
Hey, when was the last time I saw you? Was it last summer at the canyon?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I remember now. You and me wanted to ride the donkeys, but Luca and his mother fell right off.
They were allergic.
Fell right off. Killed half the fun. Then I caught you smoking a doobie that night. You remember that?
I do.
Yeah, I wouldn't have cared, except Luke and his mother could be so uptight about that stuff.
MJ hands Sabrina a drink and offers a toast.
To festival weekend.
Thanks, Mr. D.
Hey, enough of this Mr. D crap. My father was Mr. D. From now on, call me MJ.
But isn't your real name like Massiman or something?
Massimo Jr.
Yeah, Massimo. Yeah, like the curry.
No. It's not like the curry. It's Massimo. But I don't go by that anymore.
Not since you and Mrs. D decided to spend some time apart?
Yeah. Yeah. But Luca told you about that, huh?
Yeah, he called me. I was sorry to hear it. For a while, he was pretty hung up about it. But then he talked to Mrs. D.
What did she say?
Just that she needed some time to figure out who she was again.
Yeah, okay, so what did she say about me?
Nothing much. Maybe that you joined a garage band or something? Luke and I thought that was pretty funny.
You know, Luca cries a lot. Always has. Colicky baby. His mother said he'd grow out of it, but he never did. You still smoke pot, Sab?
Huh?
You still smoke pot? Weed? The square grouper?
Maybe.
Yeah, you kids have it easy. In my days, we had to sneak around for it. Ever tell you why they call it the square grouper?
You know, we have more names for it now. Marijuana. We call it perp if it's purple, kush if it's from the Middle East, and crunk when alcohol is involved.
Well, in that case, check out this crunk.
MJ reveals a bag of marijuana for Sabrina to see.
Wow. For me?
I don't know, Steph. I don't think you can handle all this crunk by yourself.
Is it pure?
The purest. I got it from an Indian reservation. I passed through on the way out. And I don't mean a masama in India.
What do you want for it?
Who says it's for sale? What if it's only for sharing with someone you love?
You mean you want to wait until Luca gets here?
Luca's in the bedroom.
He is?
He had a migraine when I picked him up from work, and he slept the whole infinite car ride out here. I haven't spoken to anyone else since breakfast. I might as well be home.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. Dead to the world, just like his mother. But I figure you and me can have a little fun without him, you know, before the festival starts.
But we can't smoke in here, not if Luca has a headache.
So we'll head out near the testing and training range then, like old times.
We can't do that.
Why not?
Because they sold the land.
So?
So, maybe I should just take a walk until Luca wakes up.
Why would you want to do that?
To give you some space.
Space? That's what you all said. You need space. Next minute you're off following some Maharishi around the desert, right?
I don't want to smoke with you, Mr. D.
What, so I'm hip enough to buy festival passes and rent a hotel suite, but not hip enough to smoke with?
I don't think that would be fair to Luca.
You really think you're going to get everything handed to you like this?
This is getting weird.
What, you want this bag of weed from off the reservation? Of course you do. I could buy you 50 bags, but don't think it's not going to cost you. Don't think just because you're young and you're pretty, a grown man is just going to shower you with an unlimited supply of weed or crunk. Whatever the hell you call it these days.
Mr. D.
Look, if you want this bag, let's get out of here. And I'll show you how high a real man can take you.
Mr. D,
What?
I'm sorry about your wife. I know you miss her very much.
What's there to be sorry for? There's nothing to miss. She's a pain in the ass. It's just a little time apart. Figure out who we are again, that's all.
I know.
Used to be so much simpler. We used to just come out to this festival every year.
I know.
All the girls wanted to come to my tent. And out of all the girls, she was the only one for me.
I know.
So maybe she'll be there tonight. Do you ever think of that? Maybe she'll be at the festival.
Maybe.
Yeah. Look for the girl in the beaded peasant dress with the dream catcher earrings.
Around the Sun is written and directed by Brad Forenza. For full credits and more content, please visit aroundthesunpodcast.com. If you enjoyed this episode, remember to like, share, and subscribe.
We would do it for you.
You can find us on social media and continue the conversation by using the hashtag AroundTheSunPodcast.
This episode is made possible by PwC. It's getting hot out here. Moving the mercury can help move your business. PwC helps turn sustainability theory into real-world action. Reduce your carbon footprint while increasing transparency in net zero commitments. Start with reporting to identify your climate risks and reinvent your business. Create a more sustainable business and a stronger planet. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at thenewequation.com. Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.